What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me, as always, is Jody Havnot.
Hello, how are you?
And Mr. Andrew Kiss.
Grammar, you're listening to Podcast Rock City? I like Podcast Rock City. You like Podcast Rock City. Everyone likes Podcast Rock City.
Thank you.
That's high-pitched Jerry, huh?
Certainly.
I can only do young Jerry.
It's certainly better than last week's.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it back.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you.
Got a lot of complaints, man.
Oh yeah, people were.
I got
unhappy.
Like 30 messages about it.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No,
dude.
Oh, sorry.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. So, thank you guys for listening. Let's see. It's April, which means Ace's birthday's coming up, and we've got a lot of stuff going to be happening, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. Andrew's dying. Also, it's like that's a Canadian whooping cough. Okay. There it was. All right. So let me get a little bit of the advertising out of the way. Go to podcastrockcity.com. Check it out. There's T-shirts on there. Buy a T-shirt. Take a picture. Send it to us. We would love to see it. Also, all the episodes that we've ever done are on there. You can scroll through. Let it run while you're working. It sounds like a fun day. Anyway, and don't forget... Also, to leave a review on iTunes, it takes 1 minute. You could do it while you're listening to the show. That would be really great. And also,
sitting at home watching TV, and your life's passing by. Every day you keep procrastinating. Maybe I'll do it last week. No, do it right now.
Do it now while you're listening. And always remember that the scene, the podcast scene, including Strange Ways, the boys that you're listening to, with me, and you know, the Kiss Room and Decibel Geek and all those guys, you know, we're all buddies, and we're all, you know,
we're a scene, man.
We're a scene. So listen to all the shows and let's go to our first topic. Are you boys ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Okay, Canadians. So it looks like I was online today, and Mitch LaFon, if you guys don't know who that is, One-on-One with Mitch LaFon, go check him out. He interviews tons of people. He's really good.
Yeah, he is.
And he used to be the third side of the coin. Anyway.
Well, he was the second because like, he was in the middle.
He was in the middle all the time, right. Anyway.
Well, I wasn't sure they had numbers. Sorry.
It's okay. So Mitch posted online and it said, hey, uh-oh, take a look. All the video apparently from the recent Kiss tour has been being pulled down
by McGee,
and we haven't heard why yet, but what we're assuming is that because the video is not very flattering to Paul.
Or what if it like turned out that he lip-synced the whole fucking show, like, you know how everyone was freaking out a couple weeks back about the Samurai Son? What if the whole damn show had supplemental vocals?
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying that's what
right,
it was.
Right,
but.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's all, we're going to just be able to speculate right now, but I went online and I did, you know, I don't understand what the problem is. It, from looking at the set list, it seems like most of the songs are Gene songs now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gene still has, he still sounds great.
Yeah, he sounds great, you know, and of course, as, you know, we really didn't want to, you know, basically we didn't want to talk about, you know, what's wrong with Paul, but this is a different subject. You know, I guess, if it were up to me, I would, and, you know, coming up with a idea of why, I would think that there, you know, is a chance that Paul said, man, I don't sound great, take it down.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he was having an off night.
Yeah, maybe he's embarrassed, you know? You know, I have gone on record and said before, I don't have a problem. Just use pitch correction. It's not a big deal.
Right. Everybody, we've had that discussion.
Yeah, just use the pitch correction, man. It's you singing. The computer helps it out. That gives everybody, and I know, man, they got a lot of pride, and I'm with you. I get it. You have a lot of pride. But, you know, at this point, people are paying $100 to come and see you. They want Paul Stanley. So don't lip sync. Fuck that. Don't lip sync. But, you know, use the pitch correction so when you're singing, if you have a hard time, it fixes your voice. I don't have an issue with that. It's you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we give Paul slack, so.
You got to cut the guy a little bit of slack.
Yeah, he's been doing it a long time. We love him. He's awesome. But, you know, I think
it's annoying if you're some teeny bopper and you can't sing, you know, to begin with.
Right.
Like a lot of these, I guess, boy bands or whatnot. But, yeah, if you're a veteran rocker and people still want to see and you still love what you do, why not use that? Like, you're not totally lip syncing, but just a little boost. Or even some tape in the background, like with Samurai Son or whatever.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
Yeah, it's not.
Lots of bands do that anyway.
Yeah, and it's not only that. You know, just like you said, Andrew's got a good point. This isn't like he's a musician that never was able to sing. They just put him up there with the pitch correction because they needed a pretty face. You know, he could sing. He was always a great singer, and in the past few years, he's lost a step or three. You know, I don't have a problem saying that. I'm not.
Yeah,
you know,
but it's only because of the operation, right?
Yeah, I believe it's because of that operation that he had.
Hey, you know what? Did you guys happen to listen to the Decibel Geek Mark Slaughter episode?
Not yet. No.
I have not. I have that in my playlist.
Well, let me just give you a little spoiler alert, but it totally goes with what we're saying. But Mark Slaughter had the same operation that Paul did, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he still sounds phenomenal. I mean, he could still hit those crazy high notes. I'm not a big fan of high notes, but you know what I mean. He still has it. And they actually were kind of talking to him about the Paul thing because they knew that, you know, they both had the same operation. And Mark was saying that the one thing he did that Paul probably didn't do, basically, is, like, after his operation, the thing that hurts your voice the most is just speaking,
mm-hmm.
you know, and... You know, Paul Stanley does a shit ton of interviews, so he's speaking all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know. And obviously he's a little bit older, but Mark, you know, he still hasn't. It's because he wouldn't speak very much after this operation, you know. But meanwhile, Kiss, they never take a break, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So Paul's still out there doing interviews and speaking all the time, which he went into detail about how speaking fucks up your nodes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely check that episode out. I mean, it's definitely worth a listen.
Oh, yeah. They always put out a
Oh, yeah. We all love the Decibel Geek podcast, obviously. But that one in particular was really a great episode, man. I've listened to it 3 times, believe it or not. It just came out on Monday.
And you know what else the thing is what you're saying is right. You know, he went and he had the surgery, and then he probably went right back to it. You know,
that's what I was thinking.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't take a break at all.
Because, like, maybe he was also impatient because he's got that mentality that he has to prove that he still has it. So he wanted to do that as soon as possible. And maybe that's what messed up his voice, too. Like, didn't ease into it, just, like, went full on.
Right.
Well,
could be, I don't know.
What I'm really hoping is that they'll take a year off at some point. And I'd like to see what would happen to Paul's voice if he took a year off and let it properly heal, you know, or maybe he needs another surgery. It's not like he doesn't have the money.
I think they're too old to really take a year off. Cause I mean, well, I don't know, maybe like,
well, yeah, I hear you 66 there.
66 and then like a 67-year-old demon, like I'm a couple years down the road.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like, it doesn't seem like it would translate very well. Or it could, I don't know. But
right.
Well, they're definitely going to tour again. Definitely, mm-hmm. right? So,
right.
I, you know, the way I look at it is, I would, if I was with McGee Management, I'd go, all right, here's the deal. This is your final tour. You know, if the hardcore fans don't want to come out because you're going to be using pitch correction, whatever, don't come out, you know, mm-hmm. but let's give everybody that wants to come and see you, you know, the best show, the best sounding show we possibly can, it's not a big deal. Gene will have to swallow his pride, you know, of being able to say, we don't use any computers. Well, fuck that. You need to, you know, because this is going to be the last tour for you guys, and we want Paul to sound great. And like I said, you know, I'm a diehard fan, and I drink the Kool-Aid, and I, you know, I want Paul to use pitch correction if he's going to have a hard time singing. That's just the way I feel about it.
I hear you. It seems like to me in the last, like, while, he's been getting a little bit better. I mean, this summer he sounded pretty good, I thought, better than he did in the last couple of years, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
so I don't know if he's... Since he's been starting to sound better, maybe he blew himself out again. Remember, like, we talked about that video where Gene's like, save your voice.
Yeah.
All this kind of stuff.
You know, so,
I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. Well, what if, like... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
They had... They apparently, just recently, they re-ran... They ran a concert on, like, Access TV or something like that.
Yeah.
Sonic
Boom thing.
Huh?
The Sonic Boom thing?
No. This was more recent, apparently. And apparently, I didn't see anything about it online, but all of a sudden, all my friends started messaging me and telling me, hey, Kiss is live on, you know, television, and I just wasn't able to get to a TV. But, you know, one of my students, you know, he said, oh, I saw Kiss on TV, it was really great, but a few of my other friends said Paul sounded really bad. And at that point is when I started going, I guess they really just need to go ahead and, you know, not lip sync, like I said, you know, just sing the parts through the computer and let the computer fix you up.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's the thing that bothers me is, you know, I'm one of those people that I call it like I see it. If it doesn't sound great, I'll say it doesn't sound great. And the people, when I'm watching it and I'm going, wow, this doesn't sound great. But in the video comments, people are going, I don't know what the problem is. He sounds awesome. I'm going, wow, really? You know, I don't know how you could be watching this and not be cringing or feeling bad for Paul a little bit, you know?
Well, maybe they never heard the Paul that we're accustomed to, you know, that's powerhouse.
Yeah, that's possible too.
Or maybe they can't let the dream die.
You never know, man.
Yeah,
or maybe they're like us and they cut way too much
slack. I've been guilty
of
that,
slack.
Too. What's that? So I've been guilty of that, too, just trying to rationalize.
Yeah, we always cut the guy a whole lot of slack because we love him.
Right, yeah.
But... You know,
we don't kid ourselves that it's...
I mean, yeah, he's declined, but that happens, man. You get older.
But he's doing it. He's still doing it in his 60s.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But on him, you know?
Yeah. So do you think that's why they took the videos down? Because Paul wasn't sounding great?
Well, yeah. What happened with Axl Rose and Rock and Rio years back? Does it have something to do with copyright laws down there?
I don't know. I don't even know what happened to Axl. What happened to Axl?
Well, it was Rock and Rio. Like, as soon as, like, Guns N' Roses was doing Rock and Rio, then they took all the videos down, like, the day after. So I'm not sure if it was because he was sounding bad or because they didn't own the rights to it, because someone posted the performance on YouTube.
Well, I can tell you that I'm sure he sounded bad.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
But I don't know about the rights.
Yeah, I mean, so many videos of Kiss... Everything gets put online.
I mean, all it would have to do is someone would just have to label it something different, and it's going to slip past, and we could see it. You know, I'd like to see it.
Yeah.
What if it was, like, a lot deeper than Paul? What if, like, you know, there was some type of freaking UFO incident, and everyone got it on film, and they don't want us to know here in America?
Well, if anybody knows anything about UFO incidents, it's Jody fucking Havnot. Who's been
visited. I'm from Jindal too, man.
Yeah, and you've been visited three times.
Three times.
Yeah.
And I like the probe. Like, please come back and visit me.
But this time, more lube.
Right.
At least buy me dinner first.
Yeah.
Space lube, Carly.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so I guess we're just going to have to let this one play out and see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see. I want to see it. I wasn't even interested until they took it down. Yeah. You know, I want to know what was up.
Well, I'll try to find it and I'll put it on the Podcast Rock City Facebook page.
Right on.
Okay, so that's enough of that crap. Let's. Andrew came up with a topic, a top five. We're doing a top five every week for you guys. And Andrew,
what, every week?
Yeah, we're going to do one every week.
Oh, shit. Cool.
So,
I'm not coming up with them each week.
I'll come up with the next one. Or Jody. Jody will come up with the next one.
top five of the top five list.
Yes. Top five. What we're doing this week is top five Kiss album covers.
Cool.
I like this. And we're going to get started really quickly. You guys have your lists. I have my list. Andrew, you're going to start. Number five.
Going from number five down.
Yeah.
Okay. Number five is Dressed to Kill.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool.
I thought, like, I've always loved it from the first time I saw it. I thought it was really cool because I saw them before, obviously, in all their gear. So it's just really interesting to see them in just, like, suits.
Yeah,
and I thought there was something like I don't want to say, like, it almost had like a cult following vibe to me, if you sort of get, I don't know, it just seemed really, really cool, really 70s. It seemed like the type of fans that would also be into like Rocky Horror Picture. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but
no, yeah.
It just had some like really cool, something interesting about it, and I've always dug that album cover.
I always love to see the outtakes where you can see the people that are standing around watching.
Right.
It's like, if you see the right pictures, you can see people actually laughing at them.
Yeah.
You know?
Like to see, like just, like, an outtake where, like, Peter's eating a hot dog and he gets, like, mustard on his suit. And then he gets really pissed off.
Well, just, you know,
should have got the double bat burger.
So you all know right. The, you know that corner has a webcam so on stupid. It now.
Yeah, it does. You can place yourself there and take a shot and shit.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So, and I'm going to be going to New York in July, and I will be going to the corner to get my picture taken there. I'm trying to decide if I want to bring my Dress to Kill album cover with me. You know,
just wear a suit that's too small for you, like Gene.
Well, I was gonna get my picture taken in all four places, and then try to get them superimposed where I was everybody.
That'd be awesome.
You know,
I could Photoshop that together for you if you get four shots.
Okay, I'm all about it. I'm all about it. Okay, Jody,
do you want with me with an alien?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Okay, Jody, number five.
Okay, my number five. Most people, you probably wouldn't expect this one because it's kind of not the most artistic of covers. But I really love Alive 2 just because that picture of Gene, man, that was the one that sold me when I was a kid. It was so creepy and scary and fucking evil.
It is evil.
I just always loved those four shots of the guys, you know. If I would have designed the cover, I would have had those shots on the cover large. Instead of the big Alive 2, the way it's written, but, you know.
Well, I also like the Alive 2, like, just, boom, it's there. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's Alive 2.
It's bold, too. I like the colors of the logo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's, to me, my favorite. I agree with you 100%. Those pictures, why they weren't posters. I mean, you could find them now where people have made them, you know, but I would have thought that, I mean, shoot, man. Everybody should have those pictures of the guys.
That's also my favorite version of a tattoo for Gene.
Yeah.
Just like I've seen a bunch of half sleeves that are just like Alive 2.
Yeah, and Gene and face. When they're done really well, man, they're amazing.
Oh, God.
You ever notice, like, on Gene's makeup on that, it doesn't have the, like, the small point at the top of his nose?
Yeah.
It's kind of different, you know.
Like, he always looks like so different in that photo.
Looks very awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All like Clinton said, man, like some dude who just chewed someone's face off out in the rain.
Yeah, he's so sweaty, and the makeup is running, so it looks. It's almost got like a gray color to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's so fucking awesome.
It definitely is. Number
plus
five.
Plus the gatefold.
Yeah.
What about the gatefold?
Oh, the gatefold. As soon as you open it, you're like, it's like, oh. You know, that's the picture, you know, that makes you go, I have to see this.
Right. I mean, that is the definitive Kiss live photograph.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, not only that, the you know, you'll constantly see people put out these things that say, it'll be that picture, and it says, no band will ever be able to top, you know, right. this. And it's true.
Yes, completely true. Not even today's Kiss can top that, in my mind.
No, they would just have to redo it.
Right.
That would. Yeah, that's about the only way. Okay, my number five favorite album cover is Kiss Unmasked.
Surprise.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like that cover, and I love it. I love the colors, and it just pops, man. And
it's really cool.
It's really a cool cover, and I love the way the way it's like a comic book. And
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome. And
the angel wings on Ace.
Yeah, that's all great, you know. And
side boobage.
Yeah, side boobage. Even a little nip.
Yeah.
A little titty ball.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it's pretty awesome. And I...
Shout out Craig Smith.
I always love the... the color really just... It's just amazing how vibrant it is and how... I mean, it is, you know, it is pop and disco Kiss, but... We're talking about the cover, and the cover is badass, as far as I'm concerned. Andrew, Andrew, number four.
Number four is Kiss.
Nice.
The original, huh?
The original.
It's one of my least favorite album covers, man.
Oh, I love that. I
hate Peter's makeup on there.
Okay, besides Peter's makeup, just the whole, like, evil Beatles, I love it.
I feel you there, but, yeah, I can't.
I was just like it's like, how much more black can it be? The answer is
none
more black.
None more black. Nice.
But yeah, I always liked it. It's very simple. Yeah, the Peter's makeup is fucking weird, but besides that, I always really dug it. I like the rhinestone logo and everything. Right.
Here's one thing I have always thought about every Kiss album. You guys tell me what you think, but to me, it's like they wasted so much killer space. They could have had cool shit on the backs of their albums, but they never really did, except for maybe Alive 2, you know, with the photos. But
think about
the Kiss records. What's on the back?
Hotter Than Hell.
Well, that's the only one, you know.
Creatures.
Yeah, but Creatures is just...
Creatures doesn't have anything cool on the back.
It's just lighting.
Yeah, to me it does. I love... That's fucking creepy as hell. I feel like Godzilla is gonna like emerge from the shadows and whatnot.
Well,
like
what
it leaves it to the imagination. You
what
know?
About well, the re-release where it's just a butt?
Yeah, and someone told me recently that's Paul's ass.
Really? Why?
I always thought it was a chick's ass, man.
I hope. I wish it was a chick's ass, but I think it's.
You guys think it's a guy's ass?
It's too big. It's Beyonce size.
Right.
Why the fuck would they put an ass on the back of that?
And if they're going to put an ass...
If you don't like the album, Kiss My Ass.
I hope it's not like Paul's ass, because I've thought that was hot when I was a kid.
Did you use it for something?
I've nice. Used it, yeah. I've used it
nice.
For a while.
Wow.
So I'm hoping it's not like a man's ass.
He's a very beautiful man.
Yeah, that's very... That
if that's
right
Paul's
there.
Ass, it's not that bad.
That's Tommy Thayer's
ass. Right.
It can't be Tommy Thayer's ass. Anyway, oh, have mercy.
I want to know, though. So anyone listening, if you know the answer to that, let us know at
podcastrockcity1. That's the number one at gmail.com.
At gstring.com.
Right. But no, I really would like to know.
Wouldn't you like to know?
I'm just saying, as far as the backs of their album covers, you'd think such a visual band, they'd have more photographs. Like the back of Dress to Kill, I always thought should have been like that photo where they're going into the phone booth. And they come out the other side as Kiss.
Yeah, a superhero.
Why not put that on the back instead of some negative? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't get it. Anyways, sorry to get us
no,
off
No, that's
track.
Fine. I wonder how much, you know, say they had, you know?
I don't know either, man. I just don't understand it.
All right, number four, Jody.
Number four for me was done by Mr. Ken Kelly. It's Destroyer.
Destroyer. I will go ahead and tell you that number four for me was Destroyer as well, so we can do that one together.
Cool. Wait, but my number three is Destroyer. Should we all just do this now?
Yeah, okay. That sounds great.
Let's talk Destroyer then.
Destroyer. The original cover is really cool. And if you guys have not listened to Jody interview Ken Kelly, it is a wonderful interview.
Oh, yeah, I did interview Ken Kelly. That's right.
Yeah, I know. I listened to it.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, and then, you know, tell him about it. He did Vampirella.
Yeah, he did Vampirella. He's done all kinds of cool shit, but obviously he did, you know, Love Gun, Destroyer, did Ace's new record.
That's right. Ace's
done a lot of comic book stuff, but Vampirella is my shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was more of a Lady Death fan.
Yeah, I like Lady Death, but I like chicks with black hair.
I hear you.
It goes back to my goth days.
But, yeah, that album cover is amazing. The original, you know the story now. He painted it, and they were like, this is great, but it's too fiery. It's too much destruction, and they're wearing the wrong costume. So he had to go and redo it.
Right.
And if you listen to Jody's show,
find out all about it.
And I promise, the guy sounds very nice. All the questions are great because Jody is a great interviewer. And if that's even a word, and you guys will be very pleased with that.
Pretty sure interviewer is a word because is an interviewee a word as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Person being interviewed. I'm sure.
But
we're all friends here.
I listen to podcasts, and I remember distinctively listening to that going, damn, Jody got Ken Kelly.
I've been talking to him for a long time. It's like, it takes forever to get some of these people on the show, man. It's like, it takes like 2 years. It took 2 years to get Bob Kulick.
Wow.
And like, it was like 4 or 5 times that we had it scheduled. It didn't end up happening. And then, so this time I was like, is this going to happen? But it actually did. Pretty cool.
That's awesome. What do you love about it, Andrew?
I just love the epicness of it. You know, like, I don't think Kiss has really done, well, I guess Love Gun, too, but, right. Yeah, just the, like, the craziness of it, just, like, you're young, you feel that way, you're the king of the nighttime world, you feel like the city is yours to destroy, you know what I mean? Like, right. It's got a bunch of, almost, like, good aggression, like, wild, it's a very youthful album in that sense, because that's sort of what the cover represents to me. It's just like this whole larger-than-life persona that's coming true.
Right. It's probably the most iconic Kiss album cover of all.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Either that or Rock and Roll Over.
But, right, yeah.
That's what I think, like, when people say Kiss, that's the album cover I'm visualizing.
Yeah.
Like, the album itself, it's great, and I'm a little burnt out on it, but it's still fantastic, and yeah.
I agree. Oh, yeah. You know, when you say you're burned out on Destroyer, I don't find that very hard to believe. It's like, it seems to be like a big time go to for most, you know, Kiss fans. They'll grab it and just put it on because there's so many hits on it, you know?
Yeah.
But as far as like myself, I'm
enjoying the deeper cuts more, like Flaming Youth or Great Expectations.
Right.
But
right, yeah.
If I'm listening to Detroit Rock City, it's going to be a live version, a live 2.
Right. Well,
yeah, live 2's got a great, that's the best version.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was number 3, 4 for me, 4 for Jody, and 3 for Andrew. So we're at 3 with Jody.
Number 3 is Love Gun.
Woo!
And that is number 3 for me. Damn it.
We're going to walk it on down the line, Joe.
Yes. You know, same... Same Ken Kelly, painter.
Right.
Now, did you guys ever see, like, apparently the original artwork where he had an idea where they were, like, standing in an alley?
Yeah, I've seen it.
And they're all muscular with the chicks all around them.
Yeah. Ken Kelly actually said that the only thing, because I was asking him, like, did Gene want to be that buff and all this? And that was all Ken Kelly's idea. The only thing that Gene requested was the hand sign, you know, like the I love you sign it's called. Yeah, that was the only thing that Gene specifically asked for in that cover. I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is really cool.
You know what else was trippy? Well, just listen to the episode.
Yeah,
I don't want to rehash that when you can just go listen to it. But
absolutely. Go.
You think Gene would be all over that too, since he's like comic books is his thing, that he'd want to be like that superhero looking.
Right. Well, that's why they picked Ken Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
Love Gun's fucking awesome.
Love, yeah, that's just such a great cover. The color with the pillars, you know,
yeah.
It's just like amazing. When you look at them, they look like marble, and you know, the green, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, I used to just sit and stare at that all the time.
And then there's that one chick without a body.
Yeah,
right.
It's just a head floating.
Yeah,
they look like Roman emperors in their marble bathing room.
All those chicks were modeled after Ken Kelly's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So she must have been freaking hot.
Yeah. The royal penis is clean. Yeah, she must have been hot. We got to figure out how to find a picture.
Just look. If you have a picture, send it to us at podcast.
That would be really great. Okay, we're at number two.
For me.
Two.
Hotter than hell.
Yes.
Hotter than hell.
Ow.
That's actually my number one.
Awesome. Okay, so you guys talk about that one.
Have at it. Let me do it again. Have at it. Well, edit
really
that
like...
out.
Nice.
Yeah. Go ahead, Andrew.
Oh, thanks. How everything's in color except they're in black and white. I always thought there was something really, really interesting about that. The back always kind of like with the clown looking thing always freaked me out a little bit, or the weird hands. But yeah, that seemed like they were having a lot of fun just in the back photos. But yeah, I just thought like there was so much craziness going on that how can you not love that album cover?
Right. It's like
I always really like the Japanese influence too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, that's my favorite Kiss look as far as their costumes. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine being a kid in the 70s and you're walking down the fucking aisle of the record store and the colors are just going to...
You're not going to miss that. Just right. Like, whoa, what is this? So much craziness going on.
Right, and look at this band, how cool they look. And then you turn the freaking record over and it's like, wow, look at these dudes. Like, yeah. I just, even as a kid, man, I just look at the back of that record and just think, geez, man, this is how Kiss lives, you know?
Yeah.
It's like Ace has his weird dress on. And...
Yeah, man, he always had that silver dress.
And it wasn't until you were a teenager and you saw Exposed that you realized they lived in a house all together.
Exactly.
That's how Kiss really lived.
Yeah, Gene's bedroom is gothic.
Yeah.
But it's quaint.
And he has, you know, women's heads on the wall.
Yeah. And then he has to switch them around and shit.
What would you like for Christmas?
I always thought Gene looked so retarded when he comes off his throne. He's got the cape on, but yeah. He's got like some
kind of Jerry
like,
curls.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Dockers.
Hollywood, remember? Just call me Mr. Hollywood.
Yeah, he looks silly.
At that point, when he says that, you could go, there's the guy that Paul's talking about.
Yeah. Have you guys seen the Exposed outtakes by chance?
I have, but I haven't been able to watch a bunch of them.
It's funny, man. You could see like some of those scenes that we thought they were just like hanging out. They're totally rehearsed. Like Gene tells that frog with the bump on his ass joke like five times, and it's funny.
The mess up is the best. Let's see. What are we at?
Well, that was two for me.
One for me.
And two for Jody. We're at.
Oh, okay. Well, my number two is Rock and Roll Over.
Hell yeah!
I just always thought that was one of the coolest things they've done.
That's my number one.
Yeah. Again, though, they're slipping with having the same thing on both sides, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then they had the same guy do Sonic Boom. They were always like, oh, it's going to be like an epic album cover. And then you get Sonic Boom and you're like, no.
Yeah, it's like a fifth grade art student. Put this together for you guys, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's that whole manufactured, like the History Science Theater recently did a Sonic Boom episode, and they're talking about how you can't manufacture, like that's why Sonic Boom is so bad. Sorry, Cassius, because I know that's your, that's one of your albums, but you know what I mean? Like if you try to recreate something instead of it naturally happening, then it's obviously going to be artificial and just like there's no magic. They try to recapture Rock and Roll Over and try to have that 70s flavor, but since it was manufactured and they intended to try to do that, it didn't translate well.
Right.
And that's what, and that is the truth. Mm-hmm. It sold a lot of copies, but when people got it, they were like, oh, it's very plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like the cover.
It's like scratch and sniff gene.
Pale imitation, you know?
Yeah. My number two is Creatures of the Night.
Oh, that's my number one.
Look,
it, really? It works. Which version?
Oh, well, the original one.
The original. I even like the version where people have taken out Ace and put Vinny.
Yeah.
I always, which is the way it should look. But
well, know, no, then you'd need like five or six people on there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
Five, six extra guitarists, and they're going to have makeup designs for them.
That's true. You know, I always.
I don't want Creatures with Bryan Adams.
Yeah. I like that. I like that album cover. It's got its own. I mean, I have a ceiling fan, and the blades are painted to the faces of.
That's badass.
Of yeah, it is.
Creatures of the Night guys and the way they looked and.
Well, it's going back to that Hotter Than Hell thing where it's just like, you're not going to miss that if you're walking in the record store. But just love the whole sort of blue.
Yes.
Just eye-popping. But I also like the back. Like, it freaked me out when I was younger, but in a good way. Like, imagining, like, either some sort of giant, like, what's in the abyss. Like, you just, all you see is, like, black and blue and lightning. And just, you picture King Kong or Godzilla or something emerging.
You know, right. they released that album a few different ways as well. And if you could get the vinyl where their autographs are etched into the vinyl.
Right.
I'm guessing that on the other side is the full record.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen one or held one. I've just been, you know, I've just seen pictures.
Right. I got a buddy who has one, but I don't think he never really listened to it. He just has it, you know.
And then there was another one where... what did I read?
There was like a really hot ass on the back. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
No.
No. I'll show you my computer.
It glowed in the dark, I think.
Oh, really?
The record glows in the dark. Yeah.
Yeah, their eyes or something.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's the record. But
the record glows. Yeah. Out.
And the record glows, and
that's pretty badass.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So okay, well, I guess that's all of us, right? That's all of them.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay, well, cool. That was a lot of fun. You know, if you want to send us your top five Kiss album covers, you know, it's really funny because I remember, I want to say the Jon Stewart show when he was on MTV, he had like his own show, and they did this thing where they would ask three questions or something to the guest that they had on there. And they had the guy on there that played Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right? And
yeah.
And the question to him was, you know, what rock band has the best covers? And his answer was Kiss, and they told him no, wrong. And I can't remember the band that they chose. It wasn't like Priest or something.
You was
know,
it Maiden?
It was somebody. No, it wasn't Maiden. But whatever band it was, he looked at Jon Stewart like he was crazy. That's like, what are you, crazy? Kiss has the best, you know.
Right. Supertramp, Breakfast in America.
Beatles, White Album.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Anyway, okay, so it has...
I like questions.
Yeah, I know you do, and I'm so glad you do, because that leads us right to Ask Andrew.
Andy. No, don't call me Andy.
Okay, Andy, we got you covered. Let's go.
Right. Andy, are you okay? Are you okay, Andy?
Yeah, what is your real name? Isn't it like Lewis Bloody Lips or something like that?
Joseph Krusty Muffin.
Yes.
I have so many aliases. Bleeding Gums Murphy.
Bleeding Gums Murphy.
Oh, yeah, Bleeding Gums Murphy.
That's it right there. Okay, so all the our first, well, our question this week comes from Ohio.
Ohio.
Ohio. Josh Perry.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Hello, Josh Perry.
Thank you guys for, thank you for listening to the show and writing in.
I like the sound of that name, Josh Perry.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's a movie star name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Josh Perry.
Maybe he's a movie star. I don't know.
He could be.
Okay, here's the question. This is a good one, too. If they put a movie out about Kiss, and it was about them, like actors playing them, who would play Paul?
Oh, okay. That would be all of them. That's good. Who would play Paul?
I don't watch recent movies. Like Paul
Sandler.
But
I'm just kidding.
That would be
awesome.
That's
a good question.
Ben Stiller, man. He makes a good Paul.
Oh, yeah, with the ears.
I didn't get that.
I'd probably say, like, I wouldn't be able to take him seriously, but I'd have to say Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
He's got that face, yeah.
That's
but,
awesome.
Like, he says, like, the pouty Zoolander thing.
Right.
Oh, hey, yeah, you're right. You're right. He'd have to, he could buff up, too, a little bit, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he could.
But, yeah, I'm
Paul's got a unique look, man. There's not really anyone that looks like him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, in makeup is one thing. You know, Chris G looks just like him in makeup. But, you know, would a movie have Paul, like, out of makeup? Because it would be super hard to find somebody that looks like him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It
would probably just be some unknown dude that we've never heard of. But that one, what's that guy's name on Facebook all the time? Gil? Gil Garcia, I think.
Yeah, so. He kind of looks like Paul.
He does look like a lot like Paul. Without the makeup, even.
I'm just not very good with actors. Like, I don't really know too many people.
I don't either.
If that's an anticlimactic answer.
The answer was awesome, Andy.
Aw. Oh, fuck.
I love the answer. Okay, so, listen.
What is the question?
Topic for next week we're going to come up with during the week. We're going to work on a couple of things. Stay tuned. It could be epic. It just might be epic. So stay tuned. If it's not epic, then I thought about what we would talk about was the Podfather, Ken Mills, posted online the article from 1977, I believe, from Rolling Stone magazine, and it was an article about, you know, following Kiss for a day or two, basically. And when you read it, the shit this dude says about Kiss, you're like, what the hell? So I'll post that on Podcast Rock City so you guys can go and listen to read it. It's a good read. It's really interesting. And you can really see, like, Gene's personality. Everybody's personality apparently comes out in this article. And if what we're planning doesn't come true for next week, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to read this article, and we're going to tell you guys how wrong the dude that wrote it was.
All right,
and then we'll have another top five list. This time Jody will come up with it, and it'll be a lot of fun. You guys have anything to add?
Thanks for listening.
Have a nice day. I know Mondays suck, but hope you have a nice Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we will talk to you guys next time. Don't forget, listen to all the shows that we're about to run the commercials to in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Greetings from Jandel Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast is having a rock and roll party, and you are invited. Tune in and hang out with your Kiss Army bros where they celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder. You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, iTunes, Facebook, and Stitcher. Just Google us.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, and remember to eat it like a piece of cake.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
I am Cassius Morris, host of Kiss Podcast Creatures of the Net.
Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing let it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized...
Yeah.
Oh, f***.
Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washtub bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
KISS Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Hey, everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their KISS records out. This is Ken from the podcast. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a KISS fan, chances are you've checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the podcast feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of Podkist. Tell a friend about Podkist today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. Podkist.
That's a picture of Joseph KISS Sr., who came up with the vision of KISS in 1753.
Right, Joseph KISS.
Brother, that's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph KISS Sr.
All right.